Quick-witted and loved by Melbourne? That's Fifi, Fev and Byron. The only thing quicker and more loved? Ultra-fast NBN on supercharged speed with iPrimus. Plus 1 month free for a limited time. Visit iPrimus.com.au. Fifi, Fev and Byron.
101.9 The Box.
Across Melbourne, there's a high influx, a swathe. Just wanted to use the word swathe this morning. A swathe of calls coming in from overseas numbers to people's mobile phones. In fact, this happened yesterday. We were in a meeting at Channel 10 at the project and during the meeting, Waleed, his phone started ringing and it was someone from Cuba. And he showed, I looked at it and went, what's that? And then, Feb, you said that you've been getting lots of calls from, what countries are you getting calls from?
Yes, I've had Slovenia, Cuba, I've had a lot. I've had like four or five. And we actually had one after our long lunch the other day.
It was long. That was a long lunch.
It was a long lunch. It was very enjoyable, though.
It was great.
It's not often I have a good time with you, but you were good.
It was a one-off, but we
I
did both.
I was there, too.
Well, you left early.
I had to pick up my daughter.
That was when it kicked on.
Yeah.
But we're in the Uber on the way home, and we're having a good chat with the Uber driver. He thought we were up and about. Yeah. And I got a missed call from Cuba. And I'm thinking, who's in Cuba that I know? So we thought we'd call it back, and Byron had a good chat for
about
2 minutes.
Just in the back seat there?
Yeah, then I read a Facebook post over the weekend, and they were saying they can get all your details off your phone and download all your accounts.
Sorry, mate.
I'm like, they picked the wrong phone. Yeah, I'll give you the because Alex has everything.
She takes it all.
You did exactly what you're not supposed to do.
Yes.
So what this is, it's apparently a massive international scam. It's called Wangiri. And what
that's a Japanese word.
I know, for one cut. You've read the same article.
Well done.
So what they do
Why did you undermine my smartness there?
So the idea is they just call people, and I think that's what we're getting in, you know, people are being inundated. It's a huge scam. The idea is that when you call back, that the money, the cost of the phone call for some reason gets diverted to them.
Okay.
So what you said is not necessarily what's officially happening, but that's scary what you said. If you ring them back and they can access all your banking details.
Yeah, they can CSI stuff on your phone.
What they're trying to do, if you are getting these calls, they're trying to get you to call back because they'll often call you again and again. Then you think, gosh, this person in Cuba really needs to talk to me. I better call back.
Well, they got us idiots because that's exactly what happened.
But you'll be charged, obviously, a very high rate for ringing this international number, but a large percentage of the cost
is transferred to them.
Was it a work event?
I'd love to see what that call cost you. But it's interesting because you said that somebody answered when you called one. I was thinking, because you said you got about three or four of these yesterday.
Yeah.
Why don't we play a song and come back and let's call some of these numbers?
Oh, that'd be fun.
That you got. I want to find out. I want to talk to one of these people.
Time.
Absolutely.
Does that mean, hang on, does that mean they then hack all Fox FM's details?
No, Byron, that was the false information
that's
being put out there.
Okay,
what they'll do is they will charge a huge fee for us to ring them.
Okay, sure.
But we won't be paying for that.
I also got a text saying that I won a $1,000 Coles voucher.
Oh, wow.
And I tried to log on and stuff, so I didn't.
Do you think these scam people have a list of their people you must target and you're at the top of it?
Oh, I'm at the very top.
Let's make calls to Cuba, Slovenia, all on the works phone
Let's see what happens.
Fifi, Fev and Byron, 101.9 The Fox.
We are being hit by international scammers at the moment, Melbourne. People's mobile phones are being rung by numbers from Cuba, Slovenia, all over the world. I mean, if you see the Congo, Belgium, if you see one of these numbers come up on your phone and someone's calling you, whatever you do, do not call them back because they're going to charge you a huge fee to ring back.
2,000 Australians last year complained
to the ACCC. But right now they've really stepped up their game. You've had about five in the last week. As I said, yesterday I was sitting next to Waleed and he got one. So this...
Well,
Lee
wouldn't have called back, would he?
No, he certainly wouldn't.
He's way too smart for that. Although Fev and I, in the backseat of an Uber, we were just making calls all over the world after a few lemonades at the casino.
So the fact that these are scammers, it's a massive international scam ring called a Wangiri. Let's, live on the radio right now, call these numbers and see what happens. I want to confront one of these
people.
This
is Slovenia. This is the missed call we have from Slovenia.
Okay, so we're going to call Slovenia. Here we go.
Let's see how this goes. It's all live. Don't know what will happen.
Is it ringing?
Yeah, it's been put through. Oh, I think one dropped out. Do you want to try Cuba?
Yeah, why not?
Please check the number you have dialed.
Okay. Oh, okay, well, fine.
Slovenia are covering their tracks. They know we're on to them.
Let's give Cuba a call.
Let's try Cuba.
Oh, that's a shame. Cuba didn't. Can we just try Cuba again? We'll get some producers to try Cuba. Because the problem is they can actually charge the Fox. So we make this call. They could charge the Fox a lot of money for this phone call.
Yeah, so I think that's important to know that that is the scam, because there's some rumours out there saying that if you ring back, they can somehow hack into your phone and get all your bank details. Mm. That's yet to be proven. What they are wanting you to do is to call back and then just charge you this astronomical rate for ringing back. So we're doing this experiment live on air. Okay, we're calling Cuba, number that called Fev.
All right, we'll press it again. We'll see how we go. I don't know if anything's happening right now when I press it. So this is the beauty of live radio, isn't it? No, nothing's
Let's
working right
Let's type in
now.
The number. Why don't you give... What's the number?
Should we say it out loud publicly?
Yeah, why not?
All right. Can Leon, tell us the number out loud and we're going to ring it.
Can you type it into
Which is outrageous and no one should call this number.
I mean, it's...
Are you sure?
I'm not sure if this is legal.
yeah, let's do it.
Oh, okay.
Well, our phone box has just died at an inappropriate time.
You ready?
So I've got to go 0011 to get out of the country, right?
Correct.
Okay, there we go.
178.
Why are we doing this?
Yep.
726.
Okay. Our legal people are listening. Just
453.
Yep.
81.
Gee, it's long.
367.
It is Cuba.
Okay, I'm just saying, that's a lot of numbers.
Okay, well, they rang Feb. We're just calling back to say hi. What do you want? How much?
Oh, here we go. There we go. Jeez. Talking.
Do you want me to speak on your behalf?
Yeah, I'm scared.
Hello.
Oh, hello. It's Fifi here from the Fox on the radio. My friend Brendan missed a call from you. His name's Brendan Favola.
Hey, whoa.
Excuse me?
My friend, you rang my friend and he was wondering what you wanted?
No, I haven't called nobody.
Oh, what's your name?
Oh,
okay.
She packed it.
All right, so I think that we might have got ourselves in probably more trouble now.
Brendan,
happens from here?
Can I just, before we go on, have you met a woman in Cuba? Are you forgotten?
No, she knew straight away. As soon as we said, what's your name, she hung
up.
You
don't have a relative in Cuba?
No. Okay, well, I'm sure we'll hear more about that one way or the other.
She just didn't sound the way I wanted a scam artist to sound.
Fifi, Fev and Byron, 101.9, The Fox.
It is a very special day and... Fifi's a romantic, so I thought, better get her something for Valentine's Day. I thought I'd better surprise her with someone that she's got a massive crush on.
Okay, I can't. You, Fev, this is already, thank you, because it was only a few weeks ago that you tricked me into thinking that Jamie Fraser, Sam Heughan, the actor from Outlander, was on the line and it was really just another Scottish guy.
It's a great song, isn't it?
Beautiful.
But it's not him. Sorry to disappoint you, but I have another surprise about another.
But there's a special guest on the line. Well, please tell me that's...
You confessed to a different
crush. And this is who you confessed to.
I had a crush when I was 7 on Chewbacca.
So I got you a little present. Here you go, Boxy.
This is a beautiful moment here in the studio.
What is in this? What have you got?
This is a wonderful Valentine's moment.
You got me a Chewbacca doll.
It's a Chewbacca doll.
It makes noise.
It makes noises. And Byron, we actually got this for free, so you have to do a credit. Yeah, read that out.
So you didn't even pay for it?
No, I didn't pay for it. You've got to do a credit.
This is really tacky.
You've got to read that out.
Chewbacca is a major character in the upcoming Solo, A Star Wars Story.
Happy Valentine's Day, Boxy!
It's really...
You got me a Chewbacca doll.
She's really...
Fifi, Fev and Byron, 101.9, The Fox.
Fev presented Fife with a wonderful Valentine's Day gift.
Yeah, I
surprise.
You said to me, and you had said for an hour beforehand, Fee, I know you've got a really big crush on someone. I'm going to surprise you with them a bit later. And then you presented me with this, and I must say, it is a gorgeous Chewbacca doll. Because, yes, there he is. I had a crush on Chewbacca when I was a kid.
So you did have a crush.
No, you're right.
Beautiful.
Everything. But the only thing I will take issue with, and I do actually love, now I've realised it's not Sam Heughan from Outlander, Jamie Fraser. I do love my Chewbacca doll. But then I got my card and I opened my card and there was a card from...
That's nice.
Team Disney. Hi, Fifi.
Wonderful.
We heard that you had a crush on Chewbacca. We thought, what better thing for you to get on Valentine's Day than the roaring Chewbacca? We hope you enjoy your gift. So thank you very much, Team Disney, for my Valentine's Day gift. You didn't even get it. I thought you might have gone to the trouble of going to buy me a gift.
And to wrap that all up, how powerful is radio? You say one thing and look what you get delivered.
I do love my Chewbacca doll. Thank you, Team Disney.
All those
Disney
companies out there that want to...
Oh, come on.
No, don't. That want to sponsor the show. This is what happens.
Get involved.
Get involved.
Fifi, Fev and Byron, 101.9 The Fox.
No filter.
Oi, Fev, how many kinnies do you have before the brown light?
No safety net.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah, there we go. There it is.
Fifi, Fev and Byron go live and dangerous.
Danger, danger. We're in the danger zone. 131060, this is your chance to call the radio show and come through to us in the studio, unfiltered, unprotected. Usually when you call us, and any radio show in fact, you go to producers who pick up the phone and say, hey, what do you want to talk to the guys about? This time, we in the studio, we've got a phone here. We just pick it up and
straight
we say
through.
Hi.
We do, and I'm looking forward to this because some radio stations don't even take people's calls. That's what we do.
Yeah.
We speak to everybody because we love everyone.
The doors are open.
It's actually your show, let's be honest.
We don't own it.
We're your monkeys, your puppets. We just talk for you.
Let's not go that far. Well, 131060 is the number. Excuse me.
No, anyway, he's our button monkey.
Our producers, once you're finished, once you're done, I've worked for 20 years to be called a monkey in this industry.
Button monkey.
Anyway, 131060 is the number. All our producers, leave. See you later. Leon?
Yep, they're off.
Yep.
They've gone to get breakfast.
Goodbye.
So it's just... So
and
think
Boxer,
about it.
You are hungry.
Any topic
Melbourne,
you want, any
this
subject you want.
It's just you and us.
13.
This is intimate.
It's just you and
you
us.
You come through to speak to us directly.
131060.
Whatever
now we're gonna be
you want to talk about.
Live in 3.5 minutes. So you can call now, but it's in 3.5 minutes where we just press any button. 131060. Any topic. It's live and dangerous next.
Fifi, Fev and Byron. 101.9 The Fox.
No filter.
Oi, Fev, how many kinnies do you have before the brown light?
No safety net.
Oh,
no. Yeah, there we go. There it is.
Fifi, Fev and Byron go live and dangerous.
Danger, danger. And also, turn your radios down. Anyone calling right now, turn your radios down. Otherwise, you'll hear yourself back and it'll be weird. Fief, how does live and dangerous work?
This is the equivalent of handing the show over to you guys. You get to call through. You don't have to speak to Leon or Casey. Or Blake, they're often answering the phones outside and they'll put you through to us. This time, we in the studio will pick up the phone. We have no idea what you want to talk about. We have no idea what you want to say. It's really dangerous because we even have a little button in the studio we call the dump button. So if at any stage you hear us go off air for a second,
yep,
something was said that probably shouldn't have.
Now, I've spoken to you two about the hand gesture that you should make. Should the comment or question maybe be a bit too confronting? There's a certain hand gesture, not that one, Fev. But I will know to press dump over here. I will know to just dump the call.
Okay.
Let's go.
Let's do this. Let's get live and dangerous. Hello, who's that?
Hi, my name's Nahal.
Hey, Nahal, how are you today?
I can't believe I got through.
You got through, and you're live. It's a bit dangerous, Jess. Sorry, Nahal, because what do you want to talk about?
I love you guys, and I listen to you guys every morning on the way to work. I was just calling. I was hoping you guys could score me some Mariah Carey tickets.
I worried that the segment would degenerate into this sort of thing.
Nah, I didn't even know Mariah was coming out. When is she out?
Well, she was meant to I love her heat, but she was meant to come out in Feb, and it got extended, so she's coming out in October.
All right, we'll look into it for you. Naha, no guarantees. We'll move on.
Mariah Carey?
Well, you know, people love Mariah.
Christmas, we did.
Thanks for that, Naha. Hello, who's that?
Sue.
Hi, Sue. How are you today?
Yeah, good, thank you.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Yeah, same to you.
Oh, great. Sue, you're through. You're live on air. What would you like to talk about?
I just want to talk about our organisation, which is a charity called Help for Wildlife.
Oh, that sounds lovely. Well, what do you guys do?
Quick plug.
We rescue and we rehabilitate injured and orphaned wildlife. So we cover all of Victoria, 24-hour number, 0477 555611.
Good stuff.
I needed you guys recently.
What happened?
Well, because there was a little, like, I think it was a possum outside, and I saw it, and I went, oh, that little possum is in trouble and needs help. But then when I woke up in the morning, it had gone.
Right. Some pretty
so
amazing.
So I didn't get on to Sue fast enough.
Pretty amazing people out there, aren't they?
Yeah, there's
great
wonderful
work.
Well done, Sue.
Help for Wildlife. We'll move on to the next call.
Hi, who's that?
Suzanne.
Did you say Suzanne?
Amanda.
Amanda, sorry, Amanda. Hi, how are you today?
Good, thanks.
Good. What did you want to say?
Oh, I was ringing up the Alpha Bucks.
Okay, that's exactly what we're worried about. We might move on. Thanks for your calls. So that was another.
Go another one.
Live and dangerous. All right, Feb. Now, Feb, if something goes wrong, this was Feb's idea.
Feb's demanding. It's turning into be the least dangerous thing we do on the show. But it's got its own merits. Hi, who's that?
Hi, it's Amy.
Hi, Amy. Amy, this is your chance to say anything. What would you like to say?
Well, first I want to say happy Valentine's. And the second thing was a quick chat about synthetic grass.
Synthetic grass? What?
Yes. I know it's a bit random, but I run a business called Mino Grass.
Oh, I'm glad we took
Did
this
you,
call for
hang you. On, hang on, Amy.
No, thanks, Feb.
Are you... No,
we're going to go out on the Alpha Bucks.
No, because somebody said to me recently to get synthetic grass, but then I've heard it gets really hot in summer and
Are
you can't
Are we talking
walk
about this?
It.
Let's
oh,
take
I
a break.
I'd like to offer either of you guys a free installation.
Oh.
Sorry, keep it right. This is why we go to a new one.
Fifi, Feb and Byron, 1019, The Fox.
Of course, it is a beautiful day for a lot of people who are in love, but Fifi, it can be tough for some.
Well, it can. And, it's all very well for the three of us here to be in relationships. But when you're single on Valentine's Day, particularly when you've got a crush, you sort of want to reach out, do the flower, do the card. And I think the best thing you can do with a crush is get closure. Either make it happen or end it and move on.
Okay.
And we have offered ourselves as resources to help you approach a crush, get it off your chest. And good or bad result, you get to move on with your life.
I don't know. Would you stop focusing on the bad side of the result? Aren't we here to help?
We are here to help. Okay. Now, we've got Lee from Sunbury on the line. Hi, Lee.
How you going?
Great, Lee. Now, Lee, you've given us a call because you've got a crush at the moment, haven't you?
I do indeed.
Now, what's her name?
Ebony.
Ooh, how did you meet Ebony?
I went to high school with her. We've just been friends ever since, being like best mates since high school.
So you've never been intimate together?
Not necessarily intimate. Like, we've kind of gone out on, like, I don't know if it's really a date. Like, we've gone for dinner and that, but not really in a romantic
That's zone. Friends.
That's just friends. Friend zone.
I think I'm kind of friend zone.
Okay, so Lee, you're happy if we call Ebony right now and
yeah.
ask her how she feels about you?
Yeah.
Lee, you just stay quiet in the background.
Okay.
I'll have a chat with Ebony.
I'll just press.
Can we call Ebony's
this
number?
This number, yeah. Here we go. This
okay.
Hopefully it will work.
Hello?
Oh, hi. Is that Ebony?
Yes, it is.
Ebony, it's Fifi Box here. I'm joined by Feb and Byron. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, good. Are you single at the moment?
No, I'm not.
If you were single, do you know someone called Lee?
Oh, dear.
Yes.
Would you be interested in Lee if you were to find yourself single at some stage in the future?
God.
Of course.
Oh!
Oh!
Well, that's lovely. That's good to know.
Hope.
Ebony, how long have you been in the relationship you're in at the moment?
With my baby daddy.
Yes. So you're very happy.
It's getting very
You're a very happy family.
Happy family.
Oh, that's so great, Ebony. And it's one. Lee's a great mate and he's a wonderful person to have as a friend. So I'm so sorry to interrupt you on Valentine's Day, Ebony. Anyway, nice chatting.
Nice chatting with you too.
Oh, we'll say hi to Lee for you.
Yeah, he's on the other line.
Can we get Lee on?
Ebony.
Oh, hang on.
Lee.
I didn't think you were so serious with your man.
Of course I'm serious with my man.
Well, this is a backfire, wasn't it?
Pardon?
This backfired. I didn't think you were very serious with him.
Oh, no.
I thought we might have a chance.
I'm a little bit confused.
Sorry, Ebony.
Hey.
Yes, that's right.
Ebony, thank you so much for taking our call. We thought we were bringing together
Just
people for Valentine's Day, but we wish you all the best with your partner and your family. Have a good day.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
See you later.
Oh,
yeah.
Lee,
dear me. Yeah, right. Last I heard, she wasn't too serious with that guy.
Oh,
that's
mate.
A shame.
I thought it was over, so I thought, perfect timing to get the fox to come in and give us an answer.
It's a Valentine's disaster.
Lee, to be in your defence, there was due diligence on our behalf. We maybe should have... you know, investigated that ourselves.
Hey, so, honestly, yeah, I probably should have investigated it.
Yeah, don't blame us, Boxy. It's
nothing
Lee's
to do
fault.
With us. Yeah, it's all Lee's fault. Thank you, Lee.
Thank you very much.
Happy day.
Yeah, good luck. Hey, Lee, anyone else that you're interested in?
No!
Fifi, Box.
Fifi, Fev and Byron, 101.9 The Fox.
Guys, 12:30 today, Scotty James, gold medal hopeful at the Winter Games. He's going to be... What does he do? Does he slap on his snowboard? What do you do?
He buckles himself in.
He's going to buckle himself into his snowboard and take on that half pipe and win us gold. Now, he's part of our family because his very dear brother, Tim James, is our assistant producer here on our radio show. So we've sent Tim over there because we thought, you know what? If you're his brother, we're going to get direct access to Scotty all through the lead up to his gold medal when he gets his gold medal. So 2 days ago, when he landed in Korea, we crossed to Tim, who still hadn't received a text message back from his brother, but he certainly was getting acclimatised to Korea.
I haven't actually been outside yet. It's very cold, -25, actually, to be exact, so I won't be heading out anytime soon. But thank you so much for setting me up in this beautiful hotel. Complimentary breakfast buffet here. So,
I mean, it was more of a weather report. And he said to us at the time, I've sent my brother a few texts, I haven't heard back. So the following day, we touched base again. Tim, have you got a Scotty yet?
I am coming to you live from Seoul train station, public transport system. Not super easy. Excuse me. Oh, hi there. Is this train going to Pyeongchang?
잘 모르겠어요.
Pyeongchang.
다시 한번 말해주세요.
No,
한국어로 뭐라고 해요?
Okay.
The best thing he's done since he's been over there is had a Korean barbecue. Have you had one of those?
No, I haven't.
Oh, God. The Korean barbecue. There's one on Toorak Road. Oof. Wow.
Oof. So there we were, Fev. We still hadn't had any contact from Scotty. Tim's still trying to find his way to Pyeongchang. And then Scotty actually rang us, and it was overnight, so he left a message for us, which was a bit concerning.
Hey, Fifi, Fev and Byron, it's Scotty here. Just wanted to leave a quick message and see if you could ask Tim to stop annoying me about getting an exclusive interview. I have over 100 messages and missed calls and I'm just trying to focus.
So,
Fair enough. I mean, he's trying to beat Sean White.
That's the best message.
I know. He's got a lot on, Scotty.
Plenty on.
He's going to have the world watching him today there on the half pipe. And
just to give you a little, the event that he's in, and Byron and I were talking about it earlier, it's like the Summer Olympics. It's like the 100 metres with Usain Bolt running.
It's the big one.
Everyone, every Olympian, every person around the world will be watching that event. It's the showcase.
The glamour.
It's the glamour event, and we have our man on the ground and he's given us donuts.
He's given us nothing, but we did. So Scotty was qualifying yesterday, so Tim managed to get into the grandstand to watch, and then, I mean, we've sent him there on our dime to get us an exclusive, and he gets his mug on Channel 7 getting interviewed.
Tim, we've seen him turn into a different rider the last few years. He's really stepped it up a notch. What have you seen that he's done differently?
Probably just his commitment. Just in the gym every day. His diet is meticulous. He eats a lot of spinach. Just very serious about the sport. I think he's gone from a boy to a man in the sport, I guess, and he worked his butt off. So it's really cool to be here as a family and watching him. We're super proud and can't wait to watch him throw down a run.
Hang on, he's found a TV opportunity.
You're not there as family. You're there as an employee. you're supposed to be getting us an interview.
And what's he got in the last 24 hours? Because you've just played back some stuff from day one and two.
Nothing. He's just gone over to Korea to become a TV star.
He's got one more chance. He races today. If he medals and he's not on tomorrow, done.
Are we firing
just,
Tim?
We'll just stay there.
Okay.
Fifi, Fev and Byron, 101.9 The Fox.
We're all romantics, you'd like to think, on this show. Fifi, Fev and Byron. Fev, obviously, Alex got a beautiful shout out this morning. And
she did.
That's lovely.
She's a bloody great human. You're a very lucky man, Byron.
You are. So am I. Gabby, mad shout out. I love you. And we'll have a three-course meal tonight. I'll whip something up at home.
What are you going to do for a three-course meal?
I've got to talk to you about that. I don't know what to serve, but I'll talk to you after the show.
Yeah, you're going to do an entree and
main.
Main and dessert.
You only need two meals, bro.
Are you going to make the dessert?
You are dessert.
Don't wink at me like that. That was weird. Now, Fife, what
are you and the D-man doing?
This is a beautiful day for you guys.
Yeah, but we're not really into Valentine's Day.
He's
not. And no, but he did. I told you, we went out, we had our date night on Saturday night and he bought me flowers, a big, beautiful bouquet. It was really a beautiful gesture. So we're not. He's working
it's
today.
A bit early Saturday.
Yeah, but that's. See, I like that. He's gone a bit left field, not doing it on the day that he's been told to do it. I did send him a message though to thank him for the flowers. Do you want me to read the text message exchange?
Yeah, I'd love to hear what he wrote back.
I wrote back, "I love my flowers," with one of those emojis with the love heart eyes.
Yep.
I didn't get anything. I just wait a few minutes and then I write, okay, I'll go again. I wrote, "I love my boyfriend," love heart, love heart. And he wrote back, "Settle down."
Oh, it's a beautiful, beautiful Valentine's story, that one.
I know when that hotline ring, yeah, that can only mean one thing. Mm-hmm. It's called hotline ring. Okay. We need you to sing the next line.
All right, this is where Fee and Fev, let's be honest, you're pests with this one. You get on the phones and you call unsuspecting victims and you ask them to sing the next line of a song.
That's right, random phone numbers. We sit here in the studio after the show and we call these numbers. Now, the idea of the game, and it is a game, people don't even know they're playing it. We play a grab from a song and we will not give up until they complete the lyrics. Now,
and being Valentine's Day,
exactly.
We thought,
well,
special,
absolutely.
Nice touch.
Why not one of the all-time classic love songs, Whitney Houston's "I Will Always Love You"?
Oh, great!
And it's tough because remember, people are in the office often.
Here we go.
Hello, Christian speaking. And oh God! But I'm in my office. Hold on. I've got to get somewhere quiet. We'll always... Oh, no, I'm in the cupboard. We'll always love you. I will always love you. You happy?
Hello?
God.
Never heard the song in my life. We'll always love you. Go away.
Hello, this is Josh. Hello, this is Josh. And bye. Hello? Hello?
Hello, right?
Yeah. Like, I don't know my...
Hello? And
hello? Hello? Sorry? Yes, comedian.
You stop the music now. Who is it?
Hello.
Hey, you've reached Sam. I'm currently on the phone right now, so if you leave a message, I'll get back to you shortly. Thanks, bye.
Fifi, Fev and Byron, 101. 101.9 The Fox.
Liam Payne is our guest. That is the track that Liam has put together with Rita Ora from the movie soundtrack.
Yes. Now, we are about to speak to Liam. He's on hold right now talking to our producers because quickly we need to say, Fev, it's time to play the I Love You game. Whoa. And it's Valentine's Day. So what better day to tell Liam Payne you love him? Now, remember, the rule of the game is you have to get an I love you back. That's okay. The only way you pass.
Okay. Well, so mate, me and 1D.
You're pretty tight.
Niall and you are actually mates, so you would get an I love you from him, but I reckon Liam just hands them out willy-nilly.
All right, we'll see how we go.
All right, challenge is set.
Okay, good luck, Liam Payne and Rita Ora. For you, 50 Shades Free, available now to stream and download. And we do have Liam on the line joining us. Welcome to the show, Liam.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going so well. Oh, we are loving your song. We can't stop spinning. Oh, and Rita.
Thank you. We'll
give Rita some credit too. She's done okay.
It's been great to work with her, actually.
I did notice you were at the red carpet for the film, and I had heard that you said you were going to take some notes from the film. For Valentine's Day, did you take any notes from the film?
Well, I mean, I think that Christian Grey's doing all right. Yeah, I think that Christian Grey's doing all right, so he's definitely the guy to take some notes from. I'm not going to tell you exactly what I wrote down. No, I mean, the film's great, and obviously, you know, I think it's such a great time. And it was snowing in Paris. It was all very romantic.
It was.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's fantastic. I'm just so happy to be involved.
I've been watching all the YouTube clips of you and Rita singing the song, and it's just brilliant. I don't know how many times I've watched it. And I've got three young girls, so we watch it together. Now, we had Rita in the studio late last year, and she told me that when she was in Fiji, she stepped on something that cut her foot, and she weed on her foot. And that was quite shocking.
All right. That sounds a lot like Rita.
Yeah. So any other little backstories for us? Anything happen?
I've got plenty of stories like that, actually. It's so funny. She's hilarious. I mean, the more you get to know her, the more you love her, to be honest. She's really, really great. She's become like a bit of a big sister to me at the moment, actually. And it's quite weird because we have to do all these romantic scenes on stage. And then, I mean, we're just giggling like little school kids afterwards. But yeah, she's been amazing. But she definitely can tell a story like that for sure.
And, you know, Liam, we haven't spoken to you since you became a dad. So congratulations.
Thank you.
How's being a dad affecting you and changed you, and has it given you a different perspective on life?
Definitely. I think, you know, it's such an important moment. Obviously, it's happened to me quite young, but it's the most amazing thing ever. And we've got such a wonderful little happy guy out there. And, you know, as long as I can keep that happiness going, I know I'm doing my job properly. Yeah, he's fantastic, and we're just loving him at the moment. Obviously, Cheryl's had a good bit of time off taking care of him, and I think she's really enjoyed that. It's the first time in like 13, 14 years she's done that, so, you know, it's quite special for her, really. But it's definitely changed me quite a lot. I think, you know, it's the first thing you think of in the morning, the last thing you think of at night time. So, yeah, I mean, I just miss him a lot when I'm on the road at the moment. That's the only trouble.
Just wait till they get to 18, mate. So I'm 37, but I have an 18-year-old daughter, and over here it's legal to go out at 18, and it's not fun. So enjoy the young years.
Yeah,
Liam.
No, I think definitely. I've had a lot of tips from parents like that, and I think I've got a lot to look forward to, and then obviously it just get quite scary as they get older, I imagine.
Liam, I saw the other day that photo of you that people were saying you looked like Ali G that you upload to Instagram. I thought you looked amazing. I loved that photo. I didn't think you looked like Ali G.
At this point, I'll take Ali G. I think it's great. I think, you know what, it happens a lot of the time. I change up my style quite a bit. Now, you know, the more I've grown into it, I mean, the first styling meet I ever had, I was like, I don't want to wear any colours. I hate colours. And obviously it's all switched around, but, you know, people have to remember I've been growing up through this process, and you know, that's just part of growing up, really. You do different things. You try different things out. The only difference to me is that it's not just the people at work or the people at school that are going to see it. It's a lot of people.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I mean, I've got a bit of stick for different things, but that's just what I like to do. So, I mean, you know, it is what it is.
Don't worry, Liam. I'm happily married. I've got a beautiful wife, but you've never looked better, bro. You look amazing. Now, have you caught up with the 1D boys lately? How are they all going?
I haven't actually. I called last time I was with Niall when we were on a little tour together for some radio stations in America.
Yeah, Fev likes to go out for a pint with Niall when he's down in Melbourne. So he's probably seen more of Niall than you have, Liam. So if you've got any messages for Niall...
He probably has, yeah. I mean, honestly, every radio station I call up to, they've been out for a drink with Niall.
Good on you,
with Niall, which I think is really hilarious. But, I mean, he's just that kind of guy, you know. I think he could make friends with the nearest tree. You know,
friendly. Well, he's made friends with Fev, so... I think it's a very good point. Thank you very much. That is Liam Payne right there. And for you,
thanks,
50
bro.
Shades Freed is the track. Liam Payne, thanks
I love
for being
you.
Part of it.
I love you,
Thank
Liam.
You very much.
I love you
Enjoy,
so much.
Guys. Bye. I love you too. Oh. Bye.
Okay.
He got it.
You got Bang. It. But you've got a shotgun, like scattergun effect. Like if the more you pound someone with the words, I love you, I love you, I love you, they're probably going
to
do it.
Just to shut you up.
Did I get it?
You did get
you
it.
Did get it.
Well done.
Thank it's you. Not your turn next either.
Well,
I reckon
put some rules in. You get to say it. Oh. No, okay, I won't. I'm kicking
You're
the
next.
Fun out of it.
You're
we
next.
Hope you love that Beefy Fem and Byron catch-up. You'll also love ultra-fast NBN with iPrimus on supercharged speed for 24 months. Or you can leave within 30 days with no termination fees. Visit iPrimus.com.au. Beep.